Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called on Hunan Province to stay committed to reform and innovation and write its own chapter in advancing Chinese modernization. President Xi made the remarks during an inspection tour of the province in central China from Monday to Thursday. He urged Hunan to build itself into a national hub for important and advanced manufacturing industries and a sci-tech and innovation center with core competitiveness. A Chinese central bank official says the country has ample monetary policy options. People's Bank of China Deputy Xuan Zhengneng says the central bank will work to ensure the liquidity at a reasonable and ample level. He says the central bank will also push for a steady decline in financing costs for business and loan costs for people. China says it welcomes Australia's recent decision to suspend anti-dumping measures on Chinese wind towers. The Ministry of Commerce says China and Australia have huge room for cooperation in terms of clean energy development. It says China is willing to strengthen cooperation with Australia to cope with global climate change. A ministry spokesperson says it's hoped that the Australian side will keep working with China to resolve trade differences through dialogue and cooperation. Israel's attack on the Al-Shifa hospital in central Gaza has entered its fourth day. The Israeli military says the facility is being used by gunmen, but Palestinian authorities say the dozens killed so far have all been displaced civilians. Meanwhile, diplomatic efforts to secure peace on the months-long conflict continue. After vetoing all previous votes, Washington's issued a draft UN Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire linked to the release of hostages. The country's top diplomats in Cairo as part of a tour of the Middle East and to resume talks on a ceasefire. Noor Harazin has more.
We do know that now the Israeli forces are not only operating inside the Al-Shifa hospital, but now they are raiding all of the homes that are surrounding the hospital and also all the residential blocks around the hospital. According to eyewitnesses and people who are living in these areas, there is intensive Israeli tanks shelling on the Palestinian homes, buildings, and even inside the Al-Shifa hospital. Palestinian families who are residing close to the Shifa hospital have been using the social media over the past hours to send these appeals, photos, videos of what they are going through, calling upon the ICRC and the World Health Organization to intervene and evacuate them.
Russia's Central Election Commission says incumbent Vladimir Putin won the presidential election with over 87% of the vote. Officials said that the turnout stood at over 77%, a record high in the country's modern history. The president's expected to be sworn in on May 7th. The U.S. Federal Reserve has left key interest rates unchanged at a 22-year high between 5.25% and 5.5%, as recent consumer data indicates continued inflation pressures. Owen Fairclough has the latest.
Just how sticky is the inflation that the U.S. Federal Reserve can't seem to shake off? 2 weeks ago, Chair Jerome Powell told Congress he would be ready to cut the interest rate it raised to drive down rampant price rises, easing life for borrowers who are paying more for big outlays such as mortgages with higher interest rates. But this is contingent on inflation continuing to fall, and the latest numbers are troubling Powell. On Wednesday, Powell left the Fed's benchmark interest rate at up to 5.5%, set last July as inflation that peaked in 2022 was receding. But since then, core inflation has remained stuck at just over 3%.
A hydrogen-powered urban train's completed a test at a speed of 160 kilometers per hour in northeast China. It marks a breakthrough for China in the application of hydrogen energy in rail transit. CRRC Chongqun Railway Vehicles, based in Jilin Province, developed the technology. It has a maximum cruising range of over 1,000 kilometers. Test data shows that the train's energy consumption is on par with world-leading levels. The 7th China-France Forum on Urban Sustainable Development in Wuhan has seen deals signed worth over 60 billion yuan, or roughly 8.5 billion U.S. dollars. This year marks the 10th anniversary of a joint agreement between China and France to build an ecological demonstration city in the capital of Hubei province. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.